Coming up
on the Tech News Briefing, the moment has arrived in what is perhaps the most anticipated earnings report this season. Apple has officially reported its fiscal fourth quarter. We've got the details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. The moment has arrived. Apple has released earnings. We're going to get the lowdown from Rob Enderle of Enderle Group coming up. But first, Facebook has announced it's going to do a little bit more tweaking. That little notification tab at the top of the screen, that's getting a revamping. The idea is to show users more information, including events happening nearby restaurants, weather updates, movies playing in local theaters, and more. These new updates show you what's happening in the world around you, similar to the way Google Now does. But don't worry, this is an optional feature, so unless you enable the location history within the Facebook app, you won't have to worry about any excess pings should you not want them. And here it is, the moment of truth. Apple delivered a solid earnings report. For the September quarter, it earned $1.96 per share on $51.5 billion in revenue. Earnings were ahead of expectations, while revenue was roughly in line. The company sold 48 million iPhones, which is a 22% jump compared to the previous year. And it's still early, but shares are up 3% on the news. And here to offer some insight is analyst Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
So, Rob, point blank, what's the damage here in terms of earnings and in terms of revenue?
Well, they beat the street on both top and bottom line, which is always good, and that's why the stock is up in aftermarket trading. The bad news underneath the numbers is they're still not breaking out the Apple Watch, which suggests it's still underperforming where they would feel comfortable reporting. And the entire segment is a tiny segment. It's about 6% of revenue. So if folks were looking for it to take over the iPad, it's not. The iPad is at 8% and falling about 20% year over year, so that's also bad news. The good news, of course, is the iPhone, which really continues to drive Apple sales. It represents about 60% of their revenue now. So Apple really is the iPhone company. That's what's driving both the top and bottom lines.
Earlier this year, Apple received approval from Chinese regulators to sell iPhones. It introduced its newest iPhones in China in September. The general growth in China, how does this impact earnings?
China overperformed, which is really what carried the firm. That's a little dangerous because, of course, the Chinese government has a great deal to do with what sells in China. And as things go south with the U.S., there's always that chance that they'll respond negatively against American companies, and they have in the past. So there's where your risk lies. It lies with the iPhone. That's the part of Apple that's really doing wonderful things and carrying the company.
So the iPhone is still kind of Apple's baby, shall we say?
Where the iPhone goes, Apple will follow. Nothing else is really large enough to by itself to make a huge difference.
Rob Enderle, thanks very much for the time today.
My pleasure.
Also noteworthy was that Apple CEO Tim Cook said the company saw its highest rate of Android switchers Apple had ever measured. According to Cook, 30% of customers who purchased an iPhone were upgrading from an Android, the largest number of switchers it had seen in the last 3 years. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.